Welcome back to Cyber Insights, where today we're unpacking Coinbase's insider breach and $20 million extortion attempt, Google's sweeping Android, Chrome, and Gmail security upgrades, and Marks & Spencer's ransomware-driven customer data leak, what went wrong, what comes next, and how to stay protected. Next up in Coinbase news, the US crypto exchange has disclosed a serious cybersecurity incident involving bribed insiders and an attempted $20 million extortion. Here's what happened and what comes next. What went wrong? Since early 2025, a small group of overseas customer support agents were secretly paid by cybercriminals to access and steal personal customer information. In total, fewer than 1% of monthly transacting users were affected. Stolen data included names, contact details, government-issued IDs, and certain transaction records. No passwords, private keys, or actual crypto balances were compromised. The ransom demand. Once in possession of the records, the hackers threatened to publish or sell the data unless Coinbase paid a $20 million ransom in Bitcoin. Coinbase's leadership rejected the ransom demand outright and alerted law enforcement partners. Company response. Coinbase immediately terminated the rogue agents and launched a full internal review. The exchange committed up to $400 million to cover potential legal liabilities, customer reimbursements, and security upgrades. Rather than pay off the extortionists, Coinbase announced a $20 million bounty for anyone who provides actionable intelligence leading to the hacker's arrest. Industry context. Competitors like Binance and Kraken say they thwarted similar social engineering schemes by beefing up agent access controls. But the Coinbase breach underscores the persistent insider threat risk in crypto. High net worth users, including executives at major venture firms, are now hiring extra personal security after their IDs surfaced on underground forums. What's next? Coinbase says it has already strengthened staff training, tightened internal tool access, and will roll out new multi-factor checkpoints for any customer support inquiries. A federal grand jury in the US is investigating, and if the perpetrators are caught, they could face severe fraud and extortion charges. Stay tuned for updates as this story develops. Up next, volatility in the Bitcoin market after yesterday's Fed minutes. Next up in Google News, Google has rolled out a wave of security upgrades across Android, Chrome, and Gmail designed to stop scams, hijacks, and sophisticated hacking campaigns. Android 16 security overhaul. New scam protection engines to detect unpaid toll texts, fake apps, and tech support fraud in real time. Advanced protection mode expanded to Android devices, complete with intrusion logging and lockdown features for high-risk users, strengthened factory reset protection and device trust for BYOD, making stolen phones far harder to wipe and resell. Key verifier and AI-powered scam detection, Gemini Nano, to spot spoofed Google messages and sketchy websites. Gmail and Chrome alerts, phishing campaigns tied to Russian Cold River hackers, plus a fresh phone call scam, are targeting Gmail users. Watch out for bogus subpoenas and credential harvest links. Scattered Spider cyber gang, known for UK retail ransomware, is now going after US stores. Retailers have been issued a high priority warning. Emergency Chrome updates released to patch an in-the-wild zero-day exploit, and threat intelligence published new defenses against malicious Linux .desktop files, shifting gears from Google to hardware. Intel has published advisories for dozens of vulnerabilities across its CPUs, graphics drivers, and UEFI firmware. Many floors allow privilege escalation or data leaks. Customers are urged to install the latest microcode and driver updates without delay. And finally, on Microsoft's patch Tuesday front, May 2025 updates address roughly 70 to 80 security flaws, including 5 zero-days in Office, Outlook, and the Windows scripting engine. Microsoft also highlighted a novel PowerShell tactic to bypass antivirus, get their EDR, and continues its push toward passwordless accounts by default next year. That's today's rapid fire rundown. Stay safe and keep your software up to date. Coming up next in our Marks and Spencer Bulletin, the retailer has been grappling with the fallout from a significant cyber attack that first struck in April, leaving thousands of customers' personal details exposed and its online services in disarray. Here's what we know so far. Attack vector and timing, hackers believed to be the DragonForce ransomware gang gained access via a vulnerable third-party supplier over the Easter weekend. Data compromised, names, addresses, phone numbers, and email addresses for millions of customers were stolen. Crucially, no passwords or payment card details appear to have been taken. Operational impact. Online orders remain suspended as M&S works to rebuild and secure its systems. In the meantime, customers have been asked to reset their passwords as a precaution. Financial fallout. Shares tumbled, wiping roughly $1 billion off the company's market value. Insurers may cover up to $133 million, but M&S is still counting the cost. Security experts warn this breach is a wake-up call for all British high street retailers. Following similar incidents at the Co-op and other chains, analysts say ransomware attacks are now inevitable unless the sector dramatically steps up its cyber defenses. For Marks and Spencer, the priority remains restoring services, reassuring customers, and shoring up its infrastructure against whatever comes next. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye for now. Stay safe online and don't miss our next cybersecurity episode coming your way every week.